Discourse number 21, December 12, 1932, Saint Germain, Invocation. Thou infinite presence, expressing thy perfection everywhere, we welcome and praise thy perfect manifestation in our lives, homes, and worlds, that thy radiant light may forever consume everything unlike itself, that thy wisdom may always direct, thy love always enfold, thy light always illumine thy perfect pathway, and that thou dost hold us firmly in thy glorious radiance, now and forever. I bring you greetings from the great host, with their joy and love for this cooperation, and for that which can but bless, illumine, and awaken. The Discourse. Oh, that students, or any individuals who know of the I Am Presence, could but realize that there is no greater consciousness, no greater activity, the conscious volition can set into action than the recognition and acceptance of the I Am Presence. No matter what the angles of truth are, from the thousands of avenues by which mankind reaches out to gain greater and wider understanding, everyone leads to this which you now have the gracious privilege of knowing and understanding and using. Any kind of knowledge or power is absolutely worthless unless used. Those who will apply and enter into the use of the I Am Presence with deep feeling will see and feel within their own beings, as they again come into contact with other channels of understanding, how transcendent the knowledge of the I Am Presence is in comparison with all other ideas of truth. I am holding fast to this idea for the students' sake, so they grasp fully the mighty truth that when they say, I am whatever I wish to be or manifest, they are actually setting into visible physical activity the mightiest presence and power of God, which I am. This differs from any other statement that was ever put into a group of words. There is no other statement or group of words in existence that actually sets such power into motion to accomplish any given purpose to which the conscious attention is directed, as does this mighty expression. This is why Jesus, the Christ, coupled it with the most important statements that he made. If the students of this radiation will meditate or contemplate the statements that Jesus made upon his own ray to them, it will help them to grasp the fullness, the stupendousness of this more readily. I wish every student of this radiation to fix firmly in his mind that concerning these instructions there may at no time be a charge ever made for them. The student is always free to make love gifts, as his heart directs, but to make a definite charge under the law by which these instructions are given would close the door immediately. Just the reason for this I may not explain to you at this time. It is not that the laborer is not worthy of his hire, but this work comes under an entirely different activity of the divine law, which I will one day explain to the students. Feeling as I do the earnest, most worthy desire of some of the students to come physically within this inner circle or radiance, so to speak, I shall endeavor to explain how it is not possible to be done. Beautiful and loving as the desire and radiation of the beloved students are. This beloved sister and brother have gone through 30 years of strenuous, conscious preparation for this work. The electronic circle within which this radiation must focus would have to be entirely rearranged and readjusted. It might require some years to again bring it to this point, lovely and beautiful as the radiation of the others is. Each individual has his own distinct radiation and vibratory action. While the invisible mechanism, shall I call it, for this work, is in one way very powerful, yet in another way it is as delicate as a gossamer veil. I assure you, beloved students, that either my personal presence or my consciously directed ray is always present whenever either this beloved sister or brother is giving forth these instructions. Here let me urge you that at no time is it wise for any student under this radiation to give forth verbatim these instructions to one who is not yet under this radiation. Extracts, verbal or otherwise, may be given forth for the help of others, but we do not wish anyone to be so unfortunate as to say he is authorized to give this forth when he has not had permission to do so. This channel must always be kept clean, clear, and unselfish, and these instructions may not be commercialized at any time. The application within the instruction which is given from time to time, if used sincerely, with true feeling and confidence in the instruction, will cause the student or the teacher using it to become such an invincible magnet for the opulence and riches of God that there will be no need to commercialize the instruction for the sake of a livelihood. For any individual, whether at first he has the full understanding of its meaning or not, who will be conscious that I am the omnipresent, limitless supply of God's riches and opulence in my youth, will sooner or later come into the full conviction of this mighty truth. I understand fully how important the financial support of the individual seems to him. But I say to you, beloved students, that financial support is always as the shifting sands until you begin to consciously apply the youth of the I Am Presence as your omnipresent, limitless supply of either money, love, understanding, light, or illumination. So try to receive the full conviction of the radiance of this which I give to you, that you may use it with a certain unwavering consciousness, which will give you forever your freedom from all financial strain. Knowing that the I Am Presence which you have set or are setting into motion is the same in every other individual on earth as it is in you and as it is in the universe, giving you the power and intelligence to make this declaration, then you know that whatever your conscious application implies, it is acting everywhere, just the same as within the present application that you make. Heretofore, I have hesitated to give you this very definite application or explanation of this application, but your earnest demand has impelled it forth. I send with this a certain specific radiation which will enable you to use it with absolute confidence. The student should always remember it is only by conscious effort that he can keep his mind at peace, so this inner power may flow through unhampered to the accomplishment of his desire. As a child in school, you were given certain problems to solve. For instance, we will say, in mathematics. At the same time, you were given the means by which to accomplish it. If you did not make your application as directed, you, of course, would not receive your correct answer. Consequently, you kept at it, kept trying and trying until your answer was proved. If you did not understand how to go about it, you went back to your teacher for instruction and found what was required. So it is in the instruction which is now given you. This application never has and never can fail in the accomplishment of anything to which your attention is directed. If you will but continue to apply it with determination and stick to it until results are in your hands or presence. Now here, let me call your attention to a most powerful explanation which Jesus the Christ gave you in his own words. That in all the teaching he received, through the various avenues, And I assure you, some of them were very great. It was only his instruction conscientiously applied that finally brought to him, or revealed to him from within, the many amazing magical statements, one of which was, I am the resurrection and the life. It was this statement, which he used, that enabled him to give the example to humanity which will last throughout the centuries. Whatever demand you make of the universal all-knowing presence, wherein you use the words, I am, it must bring the same definite, certain results that his statements brought him when he declared, I am the resurrection and the life. Try earnestly to feel the mighty importance of this. Here, let me caution and assure you with great emphasis that no matter who or what you are, what place you may be in from the growth standpoint, when you make application with the words, I am, you positively cannot fail to accomplish that to which you apply them, if you will hold fast with unwavering determination. Beloved students, I feel the great love sent to me, and never fail to respond to it. Always first give your great love and adoration to your own I Am Presence, the Master Self, then to those who may be able to assist you. Many of you are making wonderful strides. Go forth with certainty in your hearts, always being aware I am the conquering, victorious presence in any achievement I desire. That I am now the full dominion of every application that I make. That I am the presence, always within every demand, supplying and fulfilling it. There is no mental state that shuts the door against the very thing you are striving for, like a feeling of distress about it. On the other hand, the proper attitude is to joyously take the stand that I am the presence which enables me to see or hear with the inner sight and hearing, and at no time to let oneself become disturbed because another is using a faculty different from one's own, but rather rejoice in it. The teacher or student should be quick to realize that no ignorance of the outer activity of the mind should have any power at any time to disturb him, even though directed at him personally. At all times, turn to your own I Am Presence and demand to know and see clearly the plan that you should follow. The Master's pictures and the instruction should be considered a sacred thing to the students. Adhere always to the time-worn statement, to know, to dare, to do, and to be silent. Because when students begin to discuss these things with unsympathetic individuals, they scatter the force instead of holding it within for their own illumination. I say this with all the vehemence of my being. Let the student forever remember that it is impossible to have a selfish desire or intent when reaching to the Master I Am Presence for love, wisdom, power, and illumination. As an illustration, I might say, and I am sure he will not object, that this good brother is the only student I have ever known who has completely governed that impelling force to become a teacher, which always asserts itself somewhere along the pathway of the student. It is not that the desire is an unworthy one, but in so many, many instances, the students attempting it too soon, before they are sufficiently fortified mentally, meet with obstruction which they are not able to stand against, and they become permanently discouraged from further effort, defeating the wonderful work that they might have accomplished later. The most important thing in any student's life is the love and adoration to his own mighty I Am Presence. with patience to the extent that he becomes so anchored in his mighty presence that he is always fortified by it. An individual who is a stirring stick can do more damage in 1 hour than you realize. Anyone whom you can once get to apply the I Am Presence earnestly will never backslide. I am determined to keep the I Am Presence before the students, so they realize that they are using a mighty intelligence, power, and love, and that they are setting it into action. Jesus came of his own volition and gave to the students the way he accomplished the overcoming of the last enemy. It takes enormous strength to stand your ground. There is nothing can give you permanent success in the outer activity except the conscious use of the I Am Presence. Stand adamant against the thing that would sway you off. Take the stand often, "I know what I am doing, and I am doing it." You may sometimes have to say very strong things in order to shut off interference, but do not be susceptible to it. Decide what you want to do and then say, "I am the presence doing it." The use of the I Am prevents the development of anything out of balance. I Am is the all balance, because it is the power and governing intelligence of all perfection. Its very activity compels the balance. The I Am command is the activity of the thing that is already there, impelling it into the outer activity. There are several in America now who, if they would take Jesus' stand, "I am the resurrection and the life," and live in it day after day, would raise the body as sure as the world. You cannot use the words "I am" with anything and not couple with it the power to do the thing. There are two things retarding to a student's spiritual growth. One is when the husband or wife does not agree with one's efforts, and the other is outside suggestion. You have your I Am Presence, which is all intelligence, so make yourselves adamant against suggestions of any kind, good or bad. Sometime, I will devote an entire discourse to the wise handling of the psychic. There is not one out of 10,000 who understands that the awakening of the sight into the psychic plane is not a spiritual thing. When people begin to see on the psychic plane, they are but using the physical sight a little expanded and do not know it. In the psychic realm, the suggestions given offer just enough truth to anchor interest and hold the attention until psychic forces get a good hold on the person. This always comes through the fascination of the phenomena. When one focuses the attention upon the I Am Presence, it will draw him into the fullness of the I Am Presence. The inhabitants of the elements are used for all activities of nature, but they do not prevent other forces acting, and they are not the only activities in nature. There are times when these great cosmic beings direct their attention to nature. Every thought sent forth by an ascended or cosmic being contains within it a perfected form. If that being's idea is on the manifestation of snow, or whatever it is, it would take on the perfection which was within his thought, because all thought carries form. Say, "I am the presence entering into and revealing to my outer consciousness this activity." Then the outer mind would get the full inner activity and bring it into your outer activity. When people enter into the psychic plane, everything is distorted, and they have no definite proof of the truth. Those beings in the psychic plane who seek to get others under their control begin to prophesy, and it is one of the first things they do. No one can take a stand against a messenger of the light and not receive the reaction into themselves, because the light repels all that is unlike itself. Benediction. Out of the fullness of thy mighty opulence, O mighty I Am, we feel thy flowing energy. We feel thy unfolding love. We feel thy qualifying presence, hastening all who turn to thee into thy perfection. We feel thy glorious presence enfolding them in thy mighty mantle of peace, enabling them to maintain perfect self-control, sustaining them in thy mighty perfection, that they may manifest thy mighty presence now.